Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
Yes, sir. It's time for a conversation with our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. And good afternoon, Stink. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Well, you know, it's tough with two more big injuries. Let's just talk about the NFL at large here to open it up. I was thinking Green Bay and Baltimore was going to be my Super Bowl pick, but this weekend, last night, kind of stopped me in my tracks. What are you thinking right now? Who's your Super Bowl matchup?
Yeah, who knows? Like you mentioned, the health. I mean, who's going to be healthy at the end of the year? And isn't it crazy? Doesn't it seem like the further we get away from practice and, you know, we want to protect everybody and we can't play in pads and, you know, we can't hit anybody and this, oh, we got to protect, you know, the helmet to helmet and all the garbage that we have, you know, all the just legislating contact out of a contact sport, and guys are hurt more now than ever. Does it not feel that way? Mm. Every time I look up, somebody tears an Achilles tendon or tears an ACL or does something that keeps them out of the game. So it's insane. Like I always say, man, football is hard for athletes. It's much easier for football players. And the only way you can play, the only way you can get good at football is by practicing football. It just seems like the further we get away from that, the more injured and more out everybody is.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, the Cowboys having to go without their right guard and their center and their two tackles are giving up quite a bit of pressure and no CeeDee Lamb. Like, is there still hope that they can figure it out and make the playoffs, or are we looking at the offseason already?
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it. I mean, there's always hope, but, I mean, first and foremost, you can't give up big plays on the defensive side of the ball like it's your job. Like, every time I turn around, it's like an episode of Oprah. Like, you get a 40-yard touchdown, you get a 30-yarder, you get a 20-yarder. It is one after the other after the other. And, you know, I joked around on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. You know, it's nice that Eberflus finally got good play out of Caleb Williams. That was really nice to see. So he after a year of just absolute dog do, he finally got Caleb Williams playing at a top notch level. So good for Eberflus for getting that done. But listen, man, now that you're injured on the offensive side of the ball and you can't stop anybody on defense, I just don't know how. I mean, I don't know how you're going to be okay, but. Yeah, it doesn't feel that way at all, and certainly a pass rush would be nice on occasion, but you gave that guy up to Green Bay, so I don't know what we're going to do here.
Is Jadeveon Clowney doing anything for you?
No. I mean, Jadeveon could give you a player here, a player or two every now and again. I seem to be the official broadcaster of the NFC South, so I've done a lot of Carolina games, and he was there. Last year, and he led their team in pressures, and like he can play, he can still get that done, but you know, there, it's one of those situations where he's really got to be managed properly. Like, you can't ask him to go out and give you 45 or 50 snaps, because he's going to, there's going to be, you know, a handful of those snaps that he's just not going to, he's not going to produce on. So I think you have to be really good about managing his reps so that you can get the best out of Jadeveon Clowney, because he's, you know, he's been around a long time.
To tell of two seasons for a couple of quarterbacks in that AFC West, Herbert playing lights out, Bo Nix struggling a little bit. What do you make of it?
Yeah, Bo Nix certainly has not played very well, and Bo Nix is, it's interesting. You know, he missed three deep balls last weekend. All three of them should have been touchdowns, missed on all three of them. And, you know, it's not just that. It's the frenetic nature that he plays with. They ran a flea flicker, and he literally sprints up the pocket and throws the ball just over the outstretched fingertips of Mims. And while he's running up in the pocket, he actually ran into his center when he threw the ball. And, like, it's one after the other, just off-target throws where it just looks like he is so sped up. And the other thing to me that has been really, just really apparent is your lack of kind of awareness. Like, you'll get a 2-yard run or a 1-yard run, and they have not run the ball very effectively. But then it's second down and 10 or second down and 9, and you'll pass up a check down for 4 or 5 and throw an incomplete pass. And so now it's third down and 9, third down and 10. They had 13 third downs last weekend, and I think they had 10 or 11 that were 3rd and 8+. You're just not going to win very many ball games doing that.
Stink, you know, we're with the Cowboys situation, Dallas running the ball better, you know, with Williams, and he's given them a lot. But is it, when you're down two linemen with, like, the center and the right guard, is it more about the scheme there, or is it about the players from what you've, you know, had an opportunity to see?
Well, when you're down doing that, I mean, how do you go about winning a ball game? Like, this is all about winning a ball game. And
sure,
when you're going with backup offensive linemen, and I will just tell you, it's a place where NFL teams, it's one of the big changes in the NFL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single-family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Offensive line. So one of the things that we used to keep in my time was a bunch of guys who are veteran offensive linemen that could come in and play well. We had a guy by the name of Ray Brown. I don't know if you remember Ray Brown or not, but played 20 years in the league. Mm-hmm. You know, Ray Brown didn't take a snap for us until his 6th year in the league in Washington.
Wow.
And he ended up playing 20 years. He was so experienced by the time he got in to play games. And so all our guys, Mark Addicks was my roommate. Mark Addicks started for the Chiefs for 4 years before he came over to Washington to back up. Yeah, Baylor kid. So that's the way it used to be. Now, one of the places teams save money, and this is endemic of the league in general, it's not the Cowboys, is they save money by keeping guys who can't play.
Yeah.
By guys who are young, and they say, hey, we're going to develop them. Well, how do you develop an offensive lineman when you don't ever practice in pads? Mm. And so they put those guys in, and they melt down. So you have to think about how you operate as a franchise and how you operate when you put young guys in. My first game I ever played was against the Philadelphia Eagles. They were the number one defense in football on the road as a rookie. I start. And we ended up having a couple different guys play, young guys, because we had some injuries. We ran the ball, I believe, like I could be exaggerating a little bit, but I think we ran it 52 times or 49 times. It was something insane. And we ended up winning that game against the number one defense in football 10-3.
Yeah.
And obviously possessed the ball and did all those things. And I know it's a little bit different time in the NFL, but the bottom line is that's what you have to do if you're going to protect young guys who are getting an opportunity to play.
Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Did the Raiders maybe make a mistake taking Jeanty so early if they can't create any holes for him?
I think Jeanty is going to be a really good player. And you know what? He is he reminds me of Mo Jones-Drew. He's like a little bowling ball of butcher knives. Like, that kid is going to be good. He's got to learn how to run in the NFL. Like, this ain't whatever conference. What conference did he play in at Boise State? You know, you're not playing in that division. This is the NFL, and you can't cut back into unblocked guys, and you just can't run everybody over. You have to learn how to play Mountain West. That's what I was looking for. Sorry. You have to learn to play NFL football. And that means you have to fall in love with appetizers. You can't order your main course first. You got to get 4-5 yard gains, 4 yard, 2 yard, 3 yard, 4 yard, 6 yard, 5 yard, 4 yard. And then all of a sudden you break that 48 yarder or that 50 yarder. But you can't be trying to pop a 50 yarder every time you touch the ball. Those things come naturally as you wear a defense down. So he's going to have to figure that aspect of it out. But beyond that, they couldn't block their way out of a wet paper sack. I mean, I don't think Washington is the most talented front. I think Frankie Louvu is a good player. I think Dorrance is a good player. You guys remember Dorrance Armstrong.
Yeah.
He's
right
a
now.
Good player. But he's not like a trained – like, he's not like a trained war daddy guy. He's not a guy like, oh, my God, how are we going to block this guy? And that said, I mean, Daron Payne's a damn good player for Washington. But the bottom line is, they ran through the Raiders' offensive front line like crap through a goose. I mean, they didn't block anybody, and it was a hard thing to watch. 202 yards rushing for Washington in that particular game.
Speaking of blocking guys, with Micah coming in, do you do anything special to make sure that he doesn't have his game of the year and the highlight of SportsCenter welcoming him back so soon?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those where every time you break the huddle, it is, where is number one and how are we going to block that guy? Because he is unbelievable, and he's had some juice. I did not watch all of the Cleveland game that they lost, but in the first two games, the juice, like, I was just like, whatever pineapple juice that guy's on, I want some. I need some of whatever the energy drink that is. I'll take two, please. I mean, talk about getting shot out of a rocket. That dude has been on fire. And it's interesting. You know, as a player, I always looked at one of the things I always did is I made our film guys give me sideline film. And there's two reasons for sideline film, because you don't normally watch that as an offensive lineman, the all 22. But you can see the depth of defensive players in their stances, because defensive players can't help but cheat. That's who they are. They want to get sacked so bad. Sacks are more important than anything else to those guys. So they cheat their stunts. You know, one guy will be back a little bit. One guy will be up a little bit. I bet you over the course of my 12-year career starting this league, I probably called stunts, whether they were tackle end, end tackle stunts, I probably called them at a 90%, like a 90% success rate. Like, this is when it's coming. And part of it is because I studied that stuff all the time. Then the other thing that I would study sideline tape for is because you can see who the first guy off the ball is. The first guy off the ball is 100% of the time the best player they have. And when you watch Micah Parsons, he's into a second step off the ball before a lot of guys get their hands out of the dirt. It's remarkable to watch him jump the cadence, jump the snap count. I know he's just quick and athletically gifted, but I don't know how he's got that big of a jump. He's got to be reading something. It's next level stuff.
Thank you, Mark. Enjoy week 4 of the NFL season. We'll catch you up next Tuesday.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Cheers. It's Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Always interesting.
I just love
some of the one-liners are fantastic. The goose poo. I'll have what he's having.
That poo
having.
Through a goose?
Yeah.
Have you been around the pond? You see what the geese do?
Yeah.
He is so right on that one, man. No,
they attack Broadus, and then they just dump all over the place.
All over the place, for sure.
All right, we got three down, 1.5 to go. L.A. Live's coming up in about 45 minutes. G-Bag of the Day at 5:30. Chief, what's next?
Football's finest, why PETA is not happy with the GOAT, plus some football clips of the day. We got Myles Garrett and the Manning Bros next in the nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.